Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So Jeremy's playing in Beijing.
Yeah.
I think MLS is going to have to DHL ship this ring.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a six-figure duties bill for him. None of this would be possible without Masai. Pascal and Fred both had monster performances.
I think Fred is clearly taking a leap.
Welcome back to Run It Back. Last night, the Raptors got their championship ring. The banner is up. It looks really pretty too, the colors.
The banner looks amazing. It's all Raptor colors. It's gold, it's black, it's red, it's white. It looks amazing.
Yeah, whoever was involved in designing that,
great job,
deserves their own ring. So ring ceremony, you know, got me thinking a lot. Just trying to put the whole thing in perspective. Like, first of all, the Raptors raising a banner at Scotiabank Arena, like, could you even have imagined this? Like a year ago, 5 years ago, like 10 years ago.
No, never, honestly, never. And if you think back to 2018, the way the season ended, a sweep. And the year before that, a sweep. The year before that, I mean, they went to the East Finals and they won two games, but essentially,
It wasn't really a sweep level
performance. I mean, it's surreal when you think about that, right? Like all the breaks that sort of had to go into it, all the players had to step up. It's like one of the most memorable championship runs. And I'm not even just saying this as a Raptor fan. Like, I'm just saying this in general. Like, I don't remember much of what happened when the Warriors won the title. It's like, oh yeah, KD pulled up on LeBron. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, the Raptors, like, a lot of moments went into it.
No, you saw them play it on the Jumbotron last night, right?
That's beautiful.
Like, every series had its own signature moment. Like, Kawhi's shot, obviously. Coming back from 2-0 against the Milwaukee Bucks. Also, like, the most iconic moment that gave me chills, and I feel like the crowd broke into a huge roar, was when they showed Fred hitting that three in Game 6 at Oracle.
Yeah.
And he did that pose. Keyshawn got the photo
of course.
Shout out Keyshawn.
Those
were my favorite moments during the ring ceremony. Because I mean, we've watched a lot of ring ceremonies for different teams. Like, you know how it is. You know, they get in a line, shake the owner's hand, shake Adam Silver's hand. That was my favorite moment. Did you have a favorite moment?
Well, my favorite moment personally was when Masai Ujiri came out. The fans broke into a very organic and obviously very deserved MVP chant for him.
Masai's truly the MVP, though.
Oh, yeah. And then he got the ring. He put the fist into the air with the diamond on it. I mean, he looked so happy, so overjoyed, so proud of what he's accomplished. And, you know, he's bigger than what just the Raptors itself. Like, you know, he obviously represents a very large cause. And to see Masai in that moment, it brought a tear to my face. It really did.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Masai.
You know, that moment was really good, too, because he kind of had his championship moment in the finals taken away from him a little bit. Because he got into the altercation. I mean, I'm not going to say he got into an altercation.
No, he got profiled.
He got profiled. And, you know, Kyle had to go and pull him on the court.
Yeah.
And you could tell.
And like, they had the hardest hug
The hardest hug in NBA history.
He crushed, like, six of Kyle Lowry's bones.
In the history of Western civilization.
Sure.
And, you know, but you could see in his eyes he was obviously a little distracted.
Yeah,
a little bit shaken up.
As you would be.
And, you know, I think last night for him, and we found out that, you know, the police are not moving forward with the charges and things like that. So last night he got to have that moment.
Sure,
it was a very pure moment, and like you said, man, like, none of this would be possible without Masai.
None of it.
Low-key my favorite moment last night, Jody Meeks showing up
and Blue Eric Moreland, man, don't come
yeah,
on
yeah yeah okay well, we'll talk
we'll
about
let him run up
yeah,
on
yeah.
you like
but
that.
Jody Meeks showing up,
yeah,
you know, the only person who was dressed nicer than Josh Lundberg at the arena.
That's a fact, actually.
Meeks looks so sheepish when he was walking on the court. Just because, you know, man just came to collect his ring.
Yeah.
Like, what was a Jody Meeks playoff moment? When Nick would put him in for 1 minute at the end of the third quarter against Philly.
Yeah, and, the Sixers series.
Yeah,
that was
and you would start cursing from press row. Yeah.
You know.
This is an actual thing that happened.
Professionalism in press row is something I aspire to.
Yeah, you said all summer that the Raptors won a championship, you're never going to stress again. And here you were sitting next to me yesterday. This is real.
Yeah, we're talking about the game now?
Yeah, no, we'll get into it. But sitting next to me, saying that JJ Redick's getting white privilege foul calls in the fourth quarter.
That flop on Pascal, the foul on Pascal. I mean, what else do you call that? Really?
I told you you were gonna do this on opening night, and you did.
You know, I'm capable of scoring and scoring in different ways. So I know what's expected of me, and I'm going to continue to work hard to make sure that I do my job and you know, continue to help the team win.
Pascal and Fred both had monster performances. You know, to be honest, it reminded me a little bit of, I don't know if you remember because you're super young, when Shaq fouled out, I think in game 4 of the finals against the Pacers, and Kobe just took over in overtime.
Oh my God.
Pascal fouled out last night in the fourth quarter. Who stepped up? It was Fred. You know, shades of prime Shaq Kobe to me.
Sure.
So what did you see from the tape? Because I know you go home and watch the game like 6 times.
Actually, you know what's funny? So Pascal had like 34 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists, an amazing night, obviously worthy of a max contract. But and not to be like an Asian parent about the whole thing, but I felt like he could have did even better. Like,
he came home, got a 98% calculus midterm.
Yeah.
And you're like, can you even be a doctor in North America?
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what I'm saying.
But what about Pascal's game? Do you think like what more could he have done?
I think honestly, first off, he has incredible touch around the basket, and there's a couple of shots that he sort of missed. But I honestly feel like there are more spots where he can pick to attack. Like, I know he obviously was very involved in the offense, but it sort of came on later in the game. I felt like earlier in the game, you know, maybe it was because the emotions of the night, he just wasn't as sharp to start, and so. You know, from that perspective, it's incredible that he still had 34 points.
And but he would have approached 40 and 20.
Yeah, he could have definitely gone
40. If that foul call didn't happen, right? If he didn't foul out.
If it wasn't for JJ, you know?
Yeah, but Fred, who I smartly picked on last week's episode as a breakout candidate.
Very smart.
I think he's just treating this like an 82-game Rico Hines run. Because I don't know if you've read, there's a story that came out.
Yep.
Somebody talked to Rico and said that no matter what team Fred was on this summer, that team like never lost.
Yeah, that was Dave Zarum.
Yeah, Dave Zarum, shout outs. So Fred technically hasn't lost since he hit that shot like in game 6 and had that huge game at Oracle. He like hasn't lost a basketball game because he played pickup against Rico.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess preseason, but we don't really count.
Preseason doesn't count. Yeah.
We can rig the stats. That's cool. That's what I do with Matt Thomas. So I think Fred's primed for a huge year. I feel like he should just be in the starting lineup because Norm was doing some Mamba's Sports Academy moves last night.
Yeah, I was gonna say Norm pulled up for 3 at the end of regulation with the game on the line.
Shouts to Norm,
you just turned to me and just said Mamba Academy. That's it.
Shouts to Norm, you know, he spent some time with Kobe in the offseason. We saw what happened with Jason Tatum.
Too much time.
You know, I understand the grind, but Norm reminded me a little bit of Jordan Clarkson these days. So every time he gets the ball, it's his time. So
yeah,
that's pretty much Pascal and Fred, you know, unbelievable. You know, obviously they're not going to average the numbers that they put up last night, but,
well,
you know, I feel pretty good about the Raptors' offense.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think Fred is clearly taking a leap.
Yeah.
The way he's finishing and driving to the basket is something that just wasn't there in previous seasons. Like, he was getting blocked a lot. Like, the way he was finishing over a lot of bigger guys was legitimately very impressive. And the other guy I wanted to highlight, my own breakout pick, OG Anunoby, also amazing defensively, made a couple of clutch performances.
Not huge stats. If you look
at
the box
score, he's not going to be a big stats guy.
But like you said, the defense.
Best defender on the floor. Yeah.
And that's how they're going to win games. They need to be
better defensively. Yeah. That's actually my big takeaway from the game is that you got to be a little bit better defensively. Like, got to be better in rebounding.
Yeah.
They're giving up too many offensive rebounds, and I feel like they could probably contest a little bit more and sort of rotate a little bit better. It feels like, I don't know, we're a little step slow yesterday. But
yeah, well, one guy was step slow, Marc Gasol. Area of concern for you or no?
Yeah, I turned to you during the game and I said, my man's giving his pocket threes right now.
Because he had 3 points and 3 rebounds.
And that was in overtime. He had 3 points and 3 rebounds.
3 points, 3 rebounds. He had 3 fouls at one point. So he was working on a triple-triple.
Wow.
You also called him Chuck Hayes. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he's Chuck Hayes. I'm just saying his performance yesterday was Chuck Hayes-esque.
This man can't walk into the locker room.
No, come on. I love Marc Gasol. He's a champion. I respect Marc Gasol.
Can't walk into
the Pelicans
locker room because he slandered JJ Redick.
I'm not gonna go in there.
From the Raptors locker room. It's tough.
You know, the energy thing was an issue. I thought the emotions of the night took its toll a little bit. I just didn't, you know. Somebody said, well, how can you tell? Well, if you're not rebounding very well and not running into loose balls very well and not challenging shots very well.
You know, Nick played 7.5 guys.
Yeah, that's the bigger concern.
The starters, Serge and Norm off the bench, some spot minutes for Terrence Davis, who I really like his activity.
Shout out Terrence Davis.
Shout out Terrence Davis. You know, I know the organization believes in Pat McCaw, but I don't. I can't go in the locker room either now. So, you know, I don't know if it was a thing where Nick, obviously Rondé and Pat were both injured and out of the lineup.
Yep.
Stanley Johnson, you know, is, I guess, in the doghouse.
Sure.
Based on all the comments. Yep. Matt Thomas, you know, unfortunately. Yeah. Nick only trusts him on one end of the floor.
You can only have one JJ Redick in the game.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was Nick just, you know, championship night, going to roll with my guys. Mm-hmm. Because definitely, like, when the schedule rolls on, when they're in Boston, Chicago this weekend and stuff, it's got to be at least an 8-man, 9-man rotation. You can't be playing like Kyle and, like, even Mark, like, these big minutes.
Well, exactly. Kyle Lowry played 45 minutes last night in the season opener. He's a little old for that. I think they need to find, especially they need to find a backup power forward. And I think once Rondé gets healthy, I think he's probably my best bet to take that spot. Yeah. But you're right. They absolutely need at least 9 guys that they can sort of trust and go to right now. Right now, it's about 7.5. Yeah. I don't even think Nick fully trusts Terrence Davis. It's just that Terrence is better than those other guys. But if Terrence is number 8, they need a number 9 guy.
Yeah. And you can go with 7 guys in the playoffs, but...
Yeah, exactly.
82 games, you're going to run your veterans to the ground.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, overall, it was a very positive game. You know, no. I feel amazing that they...
Well, we were saying, like, it's just so much better that they got the win. It didn't matter by the end how they did it.
Yeah.
Just raise the banner, get your rings, get the win, feel good, have a couple of days off, expose the Celtics on Friday.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait. Yo, by the way... Kawhi had 30 last night. Danny had 28.
All right, man. Yo, we don't have enough time.
I'm just saying, we would have definitely won the title.
It's a Raptors show, right? If we want to talk about former Raptors, like, you want to talk about Patrick Patterson guarding Anthony Davis? Is that what you want to do?
So what's this, man? What's this?
Our good friends at Nike blessed us. Oh. So we are the number one. Are we the number one Raptors show for Raptors fans?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't even know any other Raptors shows. Yeah. Let's be real.
Wow. Imitators are coming. So we got this Raptors jersey that we're giving away.
Wow.
Number 95 because of 1995. That's when they started. Head to our Instagram, Yahoo Sports Canada, for details on how you can enter the contest. We will announce the winner on the show next week at the very end of the show, so you have to watch the whole thing. Yeah. Right. Life's just full of scams.
They're watching it to the end anyway.
You also have to click the show 20 times on YouTube.
Sure.
And show video evidence of you telling 5 friends about the show.
Make a TikTok.
And then you'll have a 1 in 2,000 chance of possibly winning. And then Keyshawn is somehow gonna win this.
No. Yeah. Keyshawn's not winning this. But
Keyshawn, you're not allowed to enter. So that's it for this week's show. The Raptors got the rings. I got mine. Jeremy doesn't have one. This guy doesn't have one.
No, that's Jeremy's ring right there, man. He's getting the $20.
Never thought I would have a ring on my hand again in my life.
Oh god.
Unbelievable. Tune in next week. We will be back. Thank you for watching.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.